Thank you for listening to the Legacy Church Podcast. To connect with us, go to legacynb.com. Now enjoy some teaching, healing, and prophetic ministry from one of our Encounter and Equip services.
You guys are visiting with us today. This is a different service. Our last Sunday of the month, we do what we call an encounter service. Not that you don't encounter God every Sunday and every time we gather, where two or more are gathered in His name. There He is with us. Amen. But what we intentionally do is we demonstrate, we teach and equip here in this house. We are an apostolic resource center. We are the church, the ecclesia of God, that is a governing council, right, of the Lord. We are sons and daughters with authority. And He said to go and do likewise, right, that you'll do greater things than even He did. And I still scratch my head on that one, but He did. He said it, right? He said it. And I believe it. He said it. It's done. Right? So what we do is we try to activate and empower you to come into alignment with the truth of the fullness of the kingdom. It is not church as usual because it's not about religion. It is about a relationship with the Father who wants us to continue in the Father's business. Okay? He wants us to be able to activate and empower. All of the saints are to be equipped for the work of ministry. What does the word ministry mean? That does not mean vocational ministry. That doesn't mean you're a missionary or a pastor or whatever. It means you're equipped for the administration of the kingdom. You are to extend the kingdom everywhere you go because you are a son and a daughter with authority. And so we demonstrate that on the last Sunday of the month of encounter. We go after some things specifically to activate you, but our hearts have to come into alignment first. If we're still dealing with our own stuff, it's hard for God to be able to activate you into all the fullness of that you're called for, because the enemy wants to come after you, taint your gifting, turn it, twist it, get you distracted. So we got to get our hearts right all the time. Heart checks all the time. We got to deal with stuff at the altar all the time. In your relationship with Him, it doesn't matter. But there is something powerful about the corporate body that comes together in family, in kingdom family, to say, hey, there's no shame here. There's no fear here. You are in family. If you're hurting, we're here to pray for you. If you have a need, we're here to help, to come alongside you and lift you up. Do you understand? This isn't a pep rally. Okay, this isn't a pep rally, and we're not a cruise ship for entertainment. That is not what this is about. We have a great, great worship team, amen, but this is not entertainment. We're not here to sit and just be entertained. We're here to participate and to be activated. We're an army. If we're anything, we are a military unit that goes out. If we are anything, we are a military ship, right, to be sent and deployed to battle in wherever it is that God is sending us to go, in any of the seven mountains. And so we want to equip you, because everywhere you go, Jay can't go. I can't go. Chris can't go. Any of the leaders can't go. You're going into places, situations, circumstances, people you're going to face, and God is going to come through you. You are the gate. You are the door. You are the access from heaven to earth. That's what He said. Lift up your heads, O you gates, and let the King of Glory come in. He wants to use you, every single one of you. And if you don't believe that you can be used, if you don't think you're worthy, if you don't think you're valuable, He can use a donkey. Then He can use me, right? So He wants to use each and every one of us. So we're going to go after healing this morning. One of the ways that we do that is we activate all of the gifts of Holy Spirit are still very much alive and active today, by the way, if you did not know that. Holy Spirit is in you for you. When you said yes to Jesus, Holy Spirit came in you because you are a temple of the living God. And when He came in you, He empowered you with an incorruptible seed. He made you a son or a daughter. But when Holy Spirit comes upon you, it is a gift and an anointing, activating a smearing so that you can impart to other people, so that you can release things into other people. And that's what we're here to do today. Everyone in here is a part of the ministry team on some level, okay? Because that's who you are. Now, we do have teams that we do train specifically in order to help activate, in order to specifically move in a particular calling. And so if you feel called in any particular area that we do here, please join us. All, the more the merrier. We want to be able to come alongside you and activate the unique gift mix that God has put inside of you. But we all go after healing. We all go after prophecy. Paul said, I speak in tongues more than all of you, but I wish that all of you would prophesy. Right? And so that means what? To know the heart of the Father and to be able to hear what He's saying so we can share what He's saying to people uniquely and specifically. One of the gifts is words of knowledge. Words of knowledge is factual information I should not know about you. It's information that God knows. And so when he releases words of knowledge specifically for healing, he sometimes does it in all the different ways that you can hear God. You can hear him by seeing, sound, smell, touch in your body, all different ways, impressions, thoughts, dreams, all the different ways that God can talk to you. I'm not here to teach you and train you specifically in all of that. If you need any extra training in that, it is all online. We have all kinds of training on our website online for that. And if you need specifics, then you can let me know and I'll point you to those. But we do have a prayer team that specifically prays every morning. God's given me a few of them as well. And I'm going to give you an opportunity to share as well. So I'm going to tell you right now some words of knowledge. And if this sounds like you, if this you feel like it fits, if I say right shoulder and you have a left shoulder, please stand up. Okay, but if it's the shoulder that we say, then a little bit more faith comes in the room, right? It's like, oh, that's mine. Yes, so that you can step up and claim it. That's why we do it, though. We need faith. Simple faith. Carpal tunnel, if anyone's dealing with carpal tunnel. Any autoimmune issues? And this is either people or pets. If you have a pet, you know God cares about your animals. If you have people or pets that are dealing with autoimmune issues as well. If you're having any effect of the eyes, and it says physical or spiritual, but anything going on with your eyes right now, and you guys, half the room should be standing up if you wear contacts or glasses. I'm just saying. If you want to keep it, you can. You have permission. Any unforgiveness. I think we dealt with some of that earlier, but if there's just some unforgiveness and a need for reconciliation or justice, those are all heart and emotional things or whatever, but you can certainly claim that as well. The ones that the Lord gave me today, I feel like there is something going on with an ear. I don't know if it's water in the ear that keeps happening or whatever, or if there's ringing in the ears, tinnitus, anything like that. Something going on with the ear infections that are happening. I also feel like there's something going on with the left ankle, and I don't know that you sprained it or twisted it. I don't know if it's broken. There's something about a left ankle. I tend to get this one a lot too, and it's not mine because I don't have them, but it's like a bone spur in the right foot. Like when you put your foot down, it hurts. It may goes up through the ankle. Does anybody have any other words of knowledge besides the one I've just called out?
Yeah, I got tailbone, like somebody has a bruised tailbone or something in the really lower back, really, really down low in the back.
Okay, is that anybody in the room? Anybody have any other words of knowledge? Go ahead and come up.
I feel like it's in the neck, going from like the right ear down to the shoulder, really tight, almost like you almost slept on it wrong or something, but something kind of like that restrictive to the neck.
Okay, plantar fasciitis was another one. Anybody else have another one? I'm going to give you like 10 seconds. Call it out. Anybody have another word of knowledge? And basically that means it's a thought, impression, an ailment that comes to your mind. It's in your physical body, but it's not yours. Headaches, sinus, any others? Kidneys or heart issues, lungs. Okay, I'm gonna stretch you guys. When you say a body part, ask exactly what it is, what's going on. You can ask God more questions. He can give you one, and he encourages you to ask more. What about the heart? What about the lungs? Asthma, emphysema, COPD, right? So any of those. Okay, now I'm asking you not to just make guesses. I'm asking you to lean into the Lord and to ask. Okay, so if any of you have those ailments, we're going to pray for these first right now, just corporately, because if God said it, right, and we believe it, it's done, right? It's a word of knowledge is released because he's saying, this is what I'm doing. This is what I'm healing right now. So, Father, we thank you for the words of knowledge that have been released right now. We release healing all over the room right now. We thank you, and we come into faith, Father, and we receive the healing that Jesus paid for so that he may get the fullness of the reward of our restoration. So we say yes to you, and we agree in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Now, just thank him right now. Just thank him. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for the healing. We thank you. Okay, now after we thank him, you got to test it out. This is where faith comes in. You got to test it out. If there's any way to test it, sometimes you can't test without tests, you know, at the doctor's office or whatever. But if you can test it out and the pain is gone, if it's shifted, we always ask if there is pain on a scale of 0 to 10 or there's immobility and it's moved a little bit, then he's doing something. Even if it's not all gone, then something is happening, okay? If it's getting any better, he's doing something. Sometimes you got to pray two or three times over something. Even Jesus prayed twice for a man that was blind. He healed him, I believe, spiritually first, then physically in terms of his eyes when he spit the mud on his eyes. Y'all remember that testimony? So even Jesus prayed twice, so we can do it too. Okay, right now, if you test it out right now, is there anybody that can feel God's doing something? Something has shifted. Rave one hand up in the air. One hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. All right, we're going to pray one more time. Lord, we thank you. You said it is finished. We contend and we receive. We receive, God. We thank you that you're doing something all the way. Complete, total healing and restoration. Come in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. Now we test it out again. And now if any of you feel like it's completely healed, I want you to wave both hands at me in the air like this. One hand if you know something's moving. Two hands if you know it's completely gone. All right, we got one here, two hands, and several single hands still. So don't lose faith if you're in process. Okay, this is where we contend. When Jesus healed the 10 lepers, he prayed for all of them. They all got healed. It was a 3-day journey from where they were prayed all the way to where they were going, and only one came back to thank him. Okay, so remember, thanks is important. We step into it by faith with that. All right, now, if any of you still need a healing, I want you to stay standing. And anybody else that was not standing for a word of knowledge, I want you to stand. If you need a healing in your body, I want you to stand up. Period. If you need a healing in your body at all, I'm done with this. God, I want it over with. I don't want it anymore. Okay, now everybody else, I want you to find somebody who's standing so that everybody has somebody to pray for them. Okay, come on, let's go. Move quickly. Quickly, please, let's move. You're all the team. You're the sons and daughters of God. If you want to be activated to pray, everybody find someone who's standing. If you're standing and you don't have somebody to pray for you, raise your hand for me. If you still need a prayer person, raise your hand. Greg, raise your hand. Someone go over here with Greg. Anybody else need a prayer person? Back here in the back. Thank you, Elizabeth. Anyone else? All right, let's pray. Ask them what's going on, what needs prayer, what needs to go. Keep it real simple. We just command all pain to leave now in Jesus' name. We release healing to come now in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord. We plead the blood of Jesus. We command every spirit of infirmity or sickness to leave now in Jesus' name. We cancel your assignment in Jesus' name. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Restore, 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 restore. Thank you, Jesus. Now have them test it out. Test it out in the same way, very simple. Is there anything different? Do you notice any changes? It's okay if you don't. We don't always notice right away, but we lean in. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. If you need to pray twice, but make sure you test it out. Thank you, Lord. Release your healing now. Complete healing from top to bottom. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you. You love them, God. You love them. Restore. Restore. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Be healed in Jesus' name. Backs come into alignment in Jesus' name. All pain go in Jesus' name. Inflammation go in Jesus' name. We release restoration. All right, now make sure you test it out. Ask them to test it out. They notice any difference. There's any change at all, test it out. Okay, so if we know God's touching you, something has shifted, I want you to wave one hand in the air for me, please. Let's look around the room. One hand up in the air, please. Everybody stop praying now. Let's stop praying right now, and everybody listen. If something has shifted, one hand in the air. Come on, you guys. Hey, listen up. Hey, guys, I'm going to say something. This is about order. God's a God of order, not chaos. So I need you to honor the house. When someone's on the microphone and they're talking, you need to be able to listen. So I want you guys to stop praying right now. And I want, if you feel like you've been touched, something has shifted, I want you to raise your hand up in the air. Listen, this is not just for you. It's for everybody in the room. We need the faith to believe God's still doing what he says he's going to do, right? So come on, one hand up in the air. If God did something and touched you, I want you to look around the room. This is your way of thanking him. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. You did something. Thank you, Lord. Now, if you know that you're completely healed today, I want you to put two hands in the air and wave like this. Two hands, and I want you guys to come to the front. Two hands in the air. I want you to come to the front. Two hands in the air. You're completely healed. Come to the front. Let's share testimony. Listen to me. Listen to me. If you're embarrassed to come to the front, you need to break off the fear of man, number one. And number two, you're stealing God's glory. I know that's a hard word to hear, okay? I'm not trying to shame you. I'm not trying to make you feel bad, but it's fact, okay? He deserves it. Why? Because he paid for it. And this is how he receives the reward. When we say, God, we want you to receive the fullness of your reward, this is it. It's the power of the testimony. Listen, he said it in Revelation. We defeat the enemy by the blood of the Lamb and the word of the testimony. If we don't testify, right, then we don't stir up that gift of faith, because then I can go with whoever's just been healed today. I can take that testimony, even if I didn't pray and I didn't see it in my own eyes. I can take that testimony to somebody else who has the same ailment. I do it all the time. I'm like, oh, you have that issue? I remember a story. There's a testimony of a lady that I saw in church, and she got healed. And if God will do it for her, she'll do it for you, because he is no respecter of person. This is a sword. This is a weapon that we use, is the power of the testimony. Amen? And there's nothing small in it. It's not even about you. It's not even about you. Okay? All right, hon. Tell me.
Okay, so you said eyes, and I had my left eye has been just tearing, driving me crazy for a long time. The moment I stood up, gone. Not tearing at all anymore.
Yeah.
And then I still had, I fell from an Amazon truck several months ago, and I have had extreme pain in my neck, and I had several people over there praying for me, and pain just in my body just since that fall, and I feel 100% better. In Jesus' name.
Thank you.
In my hand, like the palm of it has been hurting pretty bad for several days, to the point where like writing, like it's kind of almost impossible to do, and I was prayed for and it's completely healed.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. He cares about it all.
My ear has been ringing for a while, and Josh prayed for me, and now it's gone.
Come on. Yay. Good. Thank you, Lord.
Someone received a word about COPD, and this has been spoken to me, and I am standing that this is not in my covenant with the Lord. And I stand against it. And as we prayed, my lungs opened that I have not been breathing. And I want you all to witness as I breathe forward. Yes. We are breathing with Jesus now. It is his lungs we breathe with.
Amen.
And I declare it. Yes.
Amen. Thank you. So good. Amen.
When you said autoimmune disease, I've had issues with my knees because of fibromyalgia, and when you prayed, my knees don't hurt. I can bend them. They don't creak. So.
Thank you, Jesus. You guys agree with me right now. Stretch out your hand right now. Agree with me. We just break off every assault of the enemy against her in Jesus' name. We cancel the assignment of fibromyalgia and every trauma and everything that entered in trauma that began in that and anything that has multiplied. We cancel it now in Jesus' name. And we release the fullness of healing and restoration all the way in her body. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, hon. Thank you. Thank you, guys. Thank you for testifying. Listen, because now you have weapons in your tool belt. You've got things that you can do now. Every time you go out and you have somebody, oh, I've got this at work, and oh, this is difficulty. You know how to pray right then and there, but you can also apply a testimony at the same time. Because if God will do it for them, he'll do it for the person that you're praying for. Amen? Come on, this is what we do. This is who what we get to do. This is who we are as people of the kingdom. Now I'm going to ask the prophetic team to come on up. We do have a prophetic ministry team that is trained to practice hearing God, okay? Now we're all at different stages of this, right? So none of us are experts, including myself. Any of us can miss it. We know in part and we prophesy in part, but we are new covenant in our prophetic protocol. So every time that we give a prophetic word, it must strengthen, it must comfort, it must edify, exhort, and give comfort and bring courage, right? And so that's a litmus test. We never release a word that we don't want for ourselves, okay? But here's the thing. The responsibility is on you to test the word. There are more scripture about you as the receiver of the word. There's more power and authority, you and the receiver. It must validate in your spirit. There is a way to test everything, the scripture says. Test everything and to judge it. And so it should affirm or confirm something God has already been saying to you, right? Or it's an invitation to a new thing, right? But it usually is going to be you who is going to have to test it. There's revelation that we get. We'll explain and release the word and our interpretation of it. But then you have an interpretation and are responsible for the application of the word. Okay? Does that make sense? And so we want to make sure that anytime we release the prophetic, we're held accountable to those words that we release over you. But again, you have to be able to receive it. And once you receive it, you have to steward that word. So I encourage you, if you get a word individually, if you're called out personally for a word, then make sure you go back and listen to the recording of it. You can record it yourself on your phone, or we're certainly live streaming and recording it. Go back and listen to it again. Write it down. Put it in your prayer journal. Steward it. Ask God. A lot of times prophetic words are if-thens. They're an invitation. So he's released it. Now, what are you going to do with it? If you're, I see you called to going to this particular country or whatever. Well, if you don't know the language, you need to get a passport. You need to start speaking the language. That's you coming into faith. I don't know when or how it's going to happen, Lord, but I'm going to come into faith to believe that it's going to come to pass, right? We don't always know the timing of those words. I've had words that I've prayed 10 plus years before they came to pass. Some of them that have still yet to come to pass. A day is like 1,000 years, 1,000 years is like a day. And sometimes we just have a puzzle piece, right? So some of us are going to start a word, and there may be one or two of us are going to add on. When I say add on, sometimes that's me just saying, okay, what else are we getting? Is there another interpretation or another piece that goes after that? Because just because you get the one word doesn't mean that's all it is. You've got to pray into it. It's a crumb. It's a piece. And so you need to be able to activate it, pray into it, ask God, what are you saying about this? All of these words should not lead you to us. It should lead you to him. It should lead you in greater conversation with him. And that's the whole reason why we do this, is to demonstrate for you that everyone can hear God, whether you hear, see, sense, know, however you hear from him, you have the ability to hear from him. But we are asking the Lord, as we're practicing to step into this specifically, some are called to this ministry. So some have a greater gifting in it, and some you're just exercising that muscle, because who knows, when you exercise a muscle, it grows. Right? And so we're exercising it. We are a prophetic house and a prophetic company, a culture that's here in this house. But we do have a team that is actively pursuing this. And so if this is something you feel called to, please make sure you talk to me. But let's see, who wants to start?
So I actually have two that are very similar. The lady over here in the stripes, and you, ma'am, in the stripes also. You both have different stripes on. You have horizontal stripes and you have vertical stripes. And the Lord was showing me about yours was that it's like a crosswalk. The Lord has built a safe place for you to walk in. There's still people that will violate that crosswalk, so you still need to pay attention when you're walking in the crosswalk. But pay attention to the builder of the crosswalk. Right, he's given you a safe place to move. I don't know what that means in your life, but the answer is yes. And in your life, I think this goes for everybody that's wearing stripes today. If you're wearing vertical stripes, then this is a word for you. It's proceed with caution. So there's something that you're praying about in your life. It's like the bridge is being worked on, but it's still safe to go ahead on that bridge. Just proceed with caution. The vertical stripes are that way. The horizontal stripes are, this is a safe place. The crosswalk is there for you to step into whatever you're supposed to step into. So I declare over everybody wearing stripes today of any sort that if you are asking God for direction, he's telling you, step into what he has for you. In Jesus' name.
All right, so there's I feel like all of y'all guys in the back row, like the Lord is calling y'all forward. And specifically, are these three in the second to back row, are y'all brothers? Yeah? Okay. I just feel like there's a really strong calling on y'all, and that you've been, you know, kind of observing from the back, but I do feel like the Lord is calling you to the front, and that you are leaders, and there's a following behind y'all. So I just declare that boldness and faith to take that step forward and to really press into the Lord and what he is calling y'all. And I feel like it is a brotherly unit that, you know, more than one tied together, right, with the Lord in unity. So there's something powerful. But also, y'all too, in the back, I don't even know if y'all know each other, but the two men in the back row, I feel that word is for y'all too, but that I see it as like an army, like a general. I see y'all as generals in the front row of the kingdom, and there's a certain assignment, and I don't know if there's something that you've been asking the Lord or that he's been giving you dreams or visions or you know, someone's been speaking something over you, but I feel that it's time to open that book and to step into it. And so I just bless you in that.
So I actually got the brother in the middle of the three, the one with the glasses. Hey. So when she said, I was like, I have an add-on for him already. It's a really old show called Smallville. That's like all about Superman, like from like birth, you know, like when he came here on Earth, all the way up to like teenagehood. But what I saw basically is that you're a Clark Kent, and so that you have something super, whoa, okay, Jesus. You have something super special inside of you, and for some reason you're hiding it, whether, like, I know you're sharing it to a couple that you trust, but I feel like it's time to step into it and show it all, because the Father has put that inside of you because the people around you need it. Like, I feel like even your family needs it. Like, there's even certain levels that you're even keeping from them. Like, it is a anointing. It is a presence that is upon you. And when you fully embrace it, it will just be, like, almost like Peter's shadow healing people. Like, it will be an atmosphere that will be around you wherever you go. And so I just bless you. And I release that you be exactly who the Lord created you to be, because it is super. It is amazing. It is not something to hide. It is not something to keep back and refrain, and I'm not sure. But I just break that all off of you, and I just declare superhero-like boldness and strength to just be exactly who you are. There's no effort, okay? Superman didn't have to work hard to run fast. He just did it. So I just declare that there's no effort. There's no striving. It's just freedom. And so I just declare freedom over you.
Okay, so I'm going to add on to that, because as they were talking, Father, you have released deep faith into your boys. You're the dad, right? So there's deep faith into your boys. And when she said general, I saw that on you. I saw that on you as a leader, on someone who is in right order, someone who likes order, and someone who establishes things for the kingdom very solidly, that you're a man of the word. And so the Lord has blessed you with sons like the quiver that's going to go out like arrows being shot forward. They're going to return a blessing coming to you because of that, because you've laid your life down for them to go higher, and their ceiling, your ceiling is going to be their floor. And I feel like you guys as brothers, you know, every time I see brothers or whatever, I tend to think of a couple of different things. And one of them, of course, is always the sons of thunder, right? But no, when I asked the Lord that, he said, no, they're the sons of Issachar. And he said, you're going to know the times and the seasons to do things, that there is a supernatural wisdom that is on you, because you don't just run into the fire for no reason. You're actually really careful and you have wisdom. The one in the dark, you carry an intellect that the Lord has given you, a wisdom in your mind. And he's going to start expanding that. He's given you blueprints and he's given you designs. He's given you strategies. I see all of you in leadership realm, but I see you specifically in business. And I don't know if you're a tech person or whatever, but like I see that there's things going to be expanding in you, and I actually see invention coming to you, like new ideas, new strategies. So there's wisdom that you carry. The one in the middle, I feel like courage is the one written all over you, and I see the lion, like kind of from Wizard of Oz. Like there's courage that has been imparted into your heart, just as she was calling you forward. I feel like the Lord is activating that courage, that there's something about you that's going to come forth in courage, and I almost see it like a running back breaking through the line or whatever to take the ball forward. Like you're somebody who like just puts your head down and charges in, like you've just got this bull of a nature, like you're going to pursue and you're going to persevere and you're going to get through something because you carry a breaker on you. And the other one, I feel like you have a charismatic leadership call on your life, that you are a people person, and God is going to draw people in you and around you, and you're going to lead them solidly, and you don't have to be loud and you don't have to be boisterous. There is a calm peace that you carry, but it is a confidence in God and who you are in God, and you're going to be a leader among men simply because you are trustworthy and you are solid. Your integrity and your uprightness will uphold me, is what the Lord says. There's a scripture that I think it's in the Psalms that says that my integrity and my uprightness upholds you, and I feel like you carry that. So I release that over you guys in Jesus' name.
Hard to follow. Nicholas, I got a word for you. Number one, the Father is very proud of you. He's proud of what you've accomplished, proud of what you've walked through. He also told me that you're a replicator of yourself. And I think that sounds scary to you. It's not. Because you're only going to be replicating the things that Jesus has put inside of your heart. And then he tells me your heart. And I'm a gemologist, I'm a nerd, but he tells me that your heart's like a diamond, which I've never said before to anybody. And in that, it's hard, but it reflects the light better than any gemstone there is. So you're going to be reflecting the light towards others. And I think you're either going to partner with your wife and doing some cool ministry stuff, or there's another male that's going to come into your life that you guys are going to affect people, and you're going to replicate yourself into them. So I partner with that, Lord. I release it over you now, that you are the man whom Jesus says that you are, and you will replicate yourself, and Jesus is going to be on all of those men and women that you speak to. Amen.
I don't know your name on the back row by the fire extinguisher, but when you walked in, I heard the Father. I get emotional when I do this. I try to keep it together. But I just heard him say, yes, yes. Tell him I said yes. The pride, he's so proud of you, it's hard for me to put into words. He said that you're on a surgery table. He's fixing the things that need to be fixed. And he's in control of the surgery, so you can trust him. And when it's done, you're going to run faster than ever before, breathe deeper than ever before, see farther than ever before. But his hand is upon you, and he's building you, and he's getting you ready to run. So the answer in this season is yes. There's a breaker on you. Yes, yes, yes. The walls are coming down. The enemy's lies are toppling over. You're entering into a new era, a new season in your life. The pages have changed. I release that over you now in the name of Jesus. Now, this one's hard because it's for the Regals. And my heart, I love them. I got a sense of this waiting room that you've been in, frustratingly so. It's almost like everybody goes home, they lock up for the night, and they left you in the waiting room. But that's over. It's VIP season. I saw red tape being cut. I saw keys coming out. I saw doors open. I saw backstage access. I saw acceleration. Yes and yes and more and more. And just, it's going to blow your socks off. All the words that you have gotten, all the words that you have nurtured and you have prayed into and you have cried over, the time is now. It's going to start accelerating like never before. You've been waiting, and now the waiting is done. And I release that in the name of Jesus.
Who else feels like they're in that season? There's a waiting season. I feel like you're being stretched. I just saw the Lord. This is for you too, but it's also for anybody else that has been in that season where you feel like you've been in hovering mode, right? You've just been kind of hovering. Like, and sometimes we get into fear because it's like, if you're like a plane that's hovering, like, oh, we need fuel, you know, kind of a thing. And he's like, no. Have you ever seen those planes that come in and they're like, they're like literally flying with the other plane to release more fuel so that you can keep going, right? So the Lord is going to come in and to refuel you. This is a season of refueling. And when you're in hovering mode, right, it's because you're in a season of rest and in a season of healing to prepare. But the picture that I saw for you guys, and this is for those of you else, it's like an arrow being pulled back. And sometimes it feels like we're going backwards and there's a stretching and there's a stretching. It feels like, wait, we're going backwards. We're going the opposite direction. But then there's going to be a there's a release and then a projection and an acceleration to go higher and farther, right? And so do not be dismayed, because the timing of the Lord is good, and there's something in this waiting season that he's releasing in you, he's equipping with you, and he's strengthening you so that he can give you exactly what is needed for when the time is to be released. And so even though there's a hunger, even though sometimes we get a little frustrated, it's a season to enter into a posture of rest and trusting him, because he's actually equipping you for deeper things. And it's almost like you need the next refueling in order to do the next mission. Does this make sense? So I just release that over you guys, that anyone that is feeling pulled back, the release is coming. It is coming. It is coming. But right now you're in a season of waiting. So I release the peace of God over each one of you that are in this season right now, that you are right where you are supposed to be. You are not behind. I break that lie off of you right now in Jesus' name. You did not miss it. And you are not behind. You are right where he wants you to be. And he is pouring things into you right now. And I just release that over you. Father, I ask for wisdom to come right now and for their hearing to open, their seeing to open, that they begin to journal the things that you're saying to them in the secret place now that will strengthen and equip them for the running. And I thank you. And I feel like he's giving you new shoes. He's giving you new shoes to go after the next. Like, I almost feel like it's a prophetic act. I'm not telling you to get rid of your shoes, but I'm just telling you, when the Lord's done this to me, sometimes he's like, you need to get new shoes. And that is not an excuse to go shopping, I promise. Although I like it. But there's been a prophetic act sometimes, but then that means I got to get rid of a pair of shoes too. There's something about a closing and a letting go so that you can walk into the upgrade for the next season and the next territory that you're about to take, in Jesus' name.
Okay, when he first started talking about you two, and this is also for everybody that had that same feeling, but I saw a pile of crutches, and I asked God, what does this mean? And initially, my thought was, Reinhard Bonnke used to talk about at the end of his conferences, at the end of his meetings, there would be piles of crutches. Now, people may forget their wife at the conference, but if they need crutches, they're not leaving those crutches behind, okay? So they no longer needed those crutches. They no longer needed them. So that's what God was telling me about you two. You no longer need the crutches. But also is saying you're going to be in those type of situations where you're in a big conference and you're praying like Cindy did over the crowd today, and people are leaving crutches behind. That's happening to you guys. That's the next season in your life, is that you're going to be on the stage and you're going to be seeing people casting their crutches at the foot of the stage, laying them down at Jesus' feet because they no longer need them. And I release that over you, that you have that healer anointing, you have that chain-breaking anointing all over you. You always have. Lay down your crutches. God is the only vehicle you need.
In the very back row, in the blue and white striped shirt, you with the blonde hair, yeah. I saw you like playing hopscotch with the Lord, and like almost like a toddler jumping in puddles, but it looked like you were just having fun and jumping. But it was, each one was on purpose, each move, each step, where you thought you were just having fun with the Lord and on an adventure, but he has ordered those steps for you. And for you, it's a game, but it's strategic for the Lord. And your next hops and those steps that you're just having fun with God, doing your thing, I just want to confirm to you that he is in the strategy of it. He's in the timing of it. And that you're not jumping ahead of him, that you're just playing with the Lord. And as you just have that sweetness with the Lord, he is ordering your steps.
So I actually wanted to add on to Nicholas. Is it Nicholas? Yeah. So whenever they were given a word to you, I immediately thought it was exactly what Stephen was saying to the other guy, was the shifting and the breaking. And as he was talking about, like, the diamonds and the ministry and shining out of you, I feel like there's a shifting and breaking first, though. And I mean, just like the way muscles are built, you got to tear them apart, they break apart, and that's the only way that they can rebuild. And so I don't know if that's a season that you're going through right now where you're feeling like things are, you know, like you're breaking and it hurts, it's sore, and it doesn't feel good sometimes, that burning sensation. And then also that the stretching, it's so important, though, for the flexibility for muscles to grow. And that's what actually makes you more mobile for the kingdom, is that stretching and that flexibility and that breaking and that tearing down, because you're being built and everything is shifting, but it's getting stronger. And so I feel like that's the step that you're taking right now that's actually going to put you into that reflecting ministry that the Lord is calling you to. And so I just release that over you.
So really quick, we're toward the end. I'm going to pass the microphone. So if you guys have any other words for anybody else, if you'll just go ahead and point them out. And at the end of service, you guys will come up to them to be able to get your word from them. So anybody have another word for someone? You need to point it out?
Yeah, you and the stripes with the other two brothers, I got a word for you.
Johnson?
Okay. Natalie. And the gentleman that's, like, got that tie-dye green white shirt right there, mm-hmm, you. Yeah, that's you.
Ben.
So really quick, I have two more. This man over here with the glasses, I feel like the Lord is saying that you are called into intercession in this season. The Lord is teaching you how to pray for him and with him. And I feel like you're going on prayer walks. I see you walking around neighborhoods and you're taking authority over the neighborhood around your home. That you may need the walk because of physical things, but to strengthen your body. But I feel like the Lord is equipping you and strengthening your body right now. And he's releasing a healing that you need. But as you go, the more you walk and as you prayer walk with him, you're actually going to grow strength and you're going to grow in authority. But I feel like intercession is being called over you right now to pray what he is praying. And even if you don't know what to pray in tongues, pray in the spirit, whatever it is, but just begin to pray scripture. Even if you just need to pray Psalm 91 or pray Psalm 23 or whatever it is, just begin to activate the prayer. But there's something about your spoken word that he's wanting to release. He's wanting you to pray out loud so that you take authority over it, even if it's under your breath a little bit. But if there's something about you prayer walking your neighborhood, you taking claim to the territory in your neighborhood. Those of you who feel called to evangelism, I want you to stand up. This is a corporate word. You guys can go sit down if you guys want to go ahead and sit down, or you can, you guys can come back up later at the end of service if you guys want a prophetic word at the end and or something that resonated, and we'll have an altar team as well for you guys to be prayed over. But really quick, if you feel called to evangelism, this is very important. Now, we're all called to evangelism on some level, right? We're all supposed to be smeared with all five of the fivefold gifts, right? We're all sent ones. We're all to be prophetic and hear God. We're all to evangelize. We're all to preach and pastor people's hearts or whatever, and to teach the word of God. But if you're called to evangelism, I've said this over and over and over again, but I feel stronger and stronger as we continue on that the Lord is saying a wave of evangelism is coming upon people, and there's a desire for the lost. There's a burden for the lost that is coming upon people. And you guys as evangelists are going to be into a season right now where there's fire being released into your bones, and I release it now. Ho! I release a fire into your bones right now that only Jesus will satisfy. Only the word will satisfy, and you're going to weep before before the Lord and you're going to see faces of the people, and he's going to show you the faces before you even see them in person. I feel like some of you are going to get dreams and visions of the faces of the people that you're going to see, and then he's going to put you right in their path. But I feel like the burden of the Lord is going to come upon you for the lost, and there's going to be weeping. And I'm going to tell you right now, do not be afraid of your tears, because they are tears of the Lord. He is crying out for the lost ones, the lost sons and daughters. They are his sons and daughters, and he wants you to be activated now. So I activate you. You have full permission to love them like Jesus and to preach the gospel however it needs to come. He needs you to build relationship with them. He needs you to accept responsibility for them. It is not about you just drive by evangelism and teaching the word and giving them a track. He wants more than that from you. He is calling you into service. This is you being commissioned and activated into the service of God right now. And I declare and decree that you will see many, many, many come to the Lord in this next season more than you could ever understand. There is no notches in the belt. You might as well not even keep track, because they're going to be sons and daughters by name. They're going to be sons and daughters by name. Okay, they're sons and daughters. He knows their name, but he's sending you out into the streets and the highways and the byways, as well as to the people that are close to you and around you. He calls you a mother. He calls you a father, because now it's time to reel them in. You are fishers of men. He's time to cast your net out. It is time to reel them in. They are hungry. They are desperate. They are lost. And there is no one that is too far gone for him. So I release the fire of God on you right now in Jesus' name. And I commission you as evangelists right now for the kingdom of God. And you will see greater fruit in this season than you've ever seen before as you go. Lord, I set their hearts on fire, and I release fire on their feet to go, that they're going to have an itch to be able to go, and they will not be able to stand it. They'll have to go out. They'll have to go to the store. They'll have to go down to the street, and they're going to be hungry to be able to preach the gospel and to release it to every single one that they meet in Jesus' name. Amen? Amen. Woo! Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Now, if you need prayer, I'm going to invite the altar team to come up. If you need prayer, if you want a word from those that called you out, please do not leave here without doing business with God. Amen? Amen.
Thank you so much for joining us as we seek first after God's kingdom and release it to transform lives and cities. If you would like more information about how to grow in the kingdom or connect with Legacy, go to our website, www.legacynb.com.